Singular and plural nouns. Let's begin the lesson by recapitulating what nouns are. What is a noun? Every word is a part of speech and has a role in our language. The biggest star of the English language is the noun because it names things. A noun names person, place, thing, feeling, idea, or any concept. For example, shopkeeper, bedroom, bicycle, love, safety, freedom. Forms of nouns. There are different forms of nouns. Let's see what they are. Singular nouns. Singular means one. A singular noun refers to only one person, place, or thing. For example, mother, doctor, supermarket, school, pencil, basketball. Plural nouns. Plural means two or more than two. A plural noun refers to more than one person, place, or thing. For example, mothers, doctors, supermarkets, schools, pencils, basketballs. Changing singular nouns into plural nouns. Singular nouns can be changed into plural nouns using different rules. Most plural nouns in English are regular. That means you can simply add S or ES to make them plural. To form regular plurals, follow these rules. For most nouns, just add S to make them plural. For example, window, windows, plate, plates, cat, cats, lamp, lamps. If a noun ends in S, Z, X, SH, or CH, add ES to make them plural. This is because it is difficult to pronounce an S after these letters since they have a similar sound. For example, boss, bosses, buzz, buzzes, box, boxes, wish, wishes, bunch, bunches. If a noun ends in a consonant, all letters except A, E, I, O, and U, followed by Y, then change Y to I and add ES to make them plural. For example, berry, berries, baby, babies, sky, skies. Irregular plural nouns. However, some plural nouns are irregular. They do not follow the simple rules of adding S or ES. They follow different rules, or they do not follow any rules at all, so you need to remember each of them. If a noun ends in a vowel followed by Y, add S to make them plural. For example, toy, toys, day, days, Essay. Essays. If a noun ends in a consonant followed by O, add ES to make them plural. For example, hero, heroes. Tomato, tomatoes. Volcano, volcanoes. Note, there are some exceptions to this rule. Solo, solos. Piano, pianos. Memento, mementos. Halo, halos. If a noun ends in a vowel followed by O, add S to make them plural. For example, studio, studios. Cameo, cameos. Portfolio, portfolios. For nouns ending in F and FE, then change F or FE to V and add ES to make them plural. For example, shelf, shelves. Half, halves. Knife, knives. Note, there are some exceptions to this rule. Roof, roofs. Safe, safes. Grief, griefs. Kerchief, kerchiefs. Chef, chefs. For nouns ending in US, change US to I to make them plural. For example, syllabus, syllabi. Fungus, fungi. Some nouns change a few letters or complete spelling. You have to memorize these nouns. For example, man, men. Woman, women. Child, children. Person, people. Some nouns are the same in both singular and plural form. For example, deer, deer. Sheep, sheep. Fish, fish. Series, series. Some nouns are always singular. They have no plural form. Often, that is because these nouns are uncountable, so the singular form is used to refer to the entire quantity rather than one, two, or more countable items. For example, gold, silver, flour, sugar. Some nouns have no singular form. These nouns are always plural. For example, scissors, trousers, pants, glasses. Some nouns are used with modifiers. If that is the case, change the noun, not the modifiers. For example, daughter-in-law, daughters-in-law. Brother-in-law, brothers-in-law. Guest of honor, guests of honor. Minister of education, ministers of education. Let's see what you have learned in this lesson.